This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Skeens has the best ERA among starters in all of Major League Baseball. And he doesn't qualify yet, but we all recognize it. He is the story of the sports world right now. It was SB's night. That generally means not a lot's going on. And you heard Boomer do his sports update on that during the break. We got a text saying that Ken Carman and Anthony Lima are talking about it in Cleveland right now, which kind of titillates me. Paul Skeens, the story in sports. What happened yesterday, the story in sports. And Tori Lavullo, whose name I've butchered now three different ways, is the manager of the Diamondbacks, the manager of the NL All-Star team. He said, I just want to hit this right on the sweet spot. We want the world to watch this game, and I want to make sure that I take my time before I make the decision. Those two things can't exist at the same time, I don't think, Doran. If you want the world to watch this game, the decision has to have already been made.
Right.
Paul Skeens deserves it on merit. Paul Skeens has been, in his 11 starts, the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. But as an entertainment vessel, he's also the slam dunk obvious choice, no?
I mean, what's the con?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I come down to it. Like, what's the bad that could come out of it? Like, if you start a young rookie phenom.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a huge decision, in my opinion.
Like, does he just not want to piss off the old heads who think you've got to accrue a certain amount of service time?
He made the All-Star game. You know, there's no charity work being done here. Like, this is not a charity case. This is a guy that's earned it, obviously, to be in the All-Star game. If everybody is talking about it and has been talking about it all season since he's been up, I don't think that this is really that. It's not rocket science. Like, there's no con to this situation. I don't think any of the other players that are on his team would have an issue with it either.
No, they probably want to see it too. Yeah. Honestly, just the spectacle of the thing. And Chris Sale's not going to be available for this, right? I mean, Amanga from the Cubs, I guess, would be part of the discussion. He's got a 2.97 ERA. His ERA is a full run more than Paul Skeens. Christopher Sanchez, he's the Phillies' third starter, so he ain't going to be the all-star starter of the All-Star. I don't even know if he made it. Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, these are all the guys that are, you know, right there in the ERA conversation. If you polled people around the country, name a Major League Baseball player. No one outside of Philly is saying Ranger Suarez.
No.
Name that comes to head. No one's saying Zach Wheeler. No one's saying Sale. No one's saying Sanchez. No one's saying Amanga. No one's saying Andrew Abbott from Cincinnati or Max Fried or Jake Irvin or Gavin Stone. Are you kidding me with these guys? Sonny Gray, Hunter Green, Aaron Nola. No, none of these guys are getting mentioned.
Mm-mm.
Paul Skeens would be among the Mike Trouts. He might be the one right now. Mike Trouts and Shohei Ohtanis and Aaron Judge is going to be a guy. He's in the top five. And again, he might be one. So if you want to have the world watching, if he had the same ERA as these guys and you want the world watching, that's your guy.
Yes, it is.
And it's obvious. And I think he knows that too. And I think it's going to come to pass. How could it not? And if you're Rob Manfred, I saw Pony tweet this out yesterday, and we had talked about it on the show. If you're Rob Manfred, you march down there and you say his ass is starting.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw our and one friend, Austin Bechtold, say it's not his decision. The hell it isn't. What are you talking about? Right. It's not his thing, but you're the commissioner.
This is a Major League Baseball, or this is a Major League event.
Yes. Yes.
So it is, the perception of it is the biggest.
Yes. If Bud Selig can say this game is ending in a tie, if Bud Selig can say we're now having the All-Star game mean home field advantage in the World Series, then sweet mother of all things holy, you can have Rob Manfred say, Paul Skeens is starting the All-Star game. You've been waiting patiently over there, Callis.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, talking about how hard of a decision this, they're trying to make it seem like, I hate how managers and like head coaches do that nowadays where they just make simple things seem like they're so difficult. I feel like managers and head coaches of the before time, you get so many nice quotes from history. They felt so much more personable back in the day. And now Torey Lovullo is how you pronounce
Thank
that, by
you.
The way. You know, he's coming out here, oh, yeah, I got to really think. I hate when the managers make it seem like it's harder than it is.
Yeah.
Like it's harder than what, you know, we're all seeing.
Yes. Yes. It's not. Hey, dear, what do you want to eat for dinner tonight? That is a decision.
Mm-hmm.
That takes forever. Well, I'm thinking this. Well, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pain in the ass. Whether or not Paul Skeens should start for you in the All-Star game, that's not a tough decision.
No.
At all.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.